With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Fed up with Democrat delay tactics, denying the president his personnel choices, Senate Republicans have confirmed 48 Trump nominees in a single block vote.
Republicans acted for the first time under new rules to clear a backlog of executive branch positions that had been delayed by Democrats.
On this vote, the yeas are 51 and the nays are 47, and the nominations en bloc are confirmed.
Senate Republicans moved last week to make it easier to confirm large groups of lower-level, non-judicial nominations. The new Senate rules allow Senate Republicans to move multiple nominees with a simple majority vote. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The president is shedding no tears over the suspension of an ABC TV personality.
Jimmy Kimmel was fired because he had bad ratings more than anything else, and he said a horrible thing about a great gentleman known as Charlie Kirk.
The president says this is no free speech issue. Citing horrible ratings, Mr. Trump says NBC's late night hosts Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers ought to meet the same fate as Kimmel. The York County, Pennsylvania district attorney says a stalker armed with a rifle was hiding inside his ex-girlfriend's home Wednesday afternoon when police showed up to arrest him.
They decided that they were going to go in. The door was open, and upon immediately opening the door, the actor repeatedly fired at the officers with multiple rounds from an AR-15-styled rifle with a suppressor.
D.A. Tim Barker says three officers killed, two wounded. The gunman was later shot dead by police. Barker says the gunman was alone in the house at the time of the attack. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 6 points lower. This is SRN News. Methodist leaders in Africa take a stand.
The UMC Africa College of Bishops meeting in Angola has reaffirmed its commitment to the biblical definition of marriage and all its precepts on human sexuality. The U.S.-based UMC leadership has embraced same-sex marriage and gay ordination. For the moment, the African bishops are remaining in the denomination. However, UMC leaders are floating the idea of a kind of regional autonomy that would allow local authority on questions of doctrine. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Unification Church, which has significant power in several Asian nations, is once again in the spotlight. The leader of the church has been questioned by investigators over allegations that she bribed the wife of South Korea's jailed former president and a lawmaker to secure business favors. The widow of church founder Sung Myung-moon may also be arrested as early as next week. The South Korean investigation follows intense scrutiny in Japan. This is SRN News. House Republicans have a new plan to help ensure their version of a continuing resolution will be passed in the Senate.
After Friday's expected passage of the House version of a spending bill, Republicans in the chamber say they may gavel out of session, get out of town, and not come back until after October 1st. That would be past the deadline for Senate and House negotiators to hammer out a compromise before the end of the month deadline. That means unless Senate Democrats go along with Republicans and pass the House bill in their chamber, a shutdown will ensue and Democrats won't be able to blame the Senate GOP. Bob Agner reporting.
President Trump is asking the U.S. Supreme Court for an emergency order to remove Lisa Cook from the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors. Mr. Trump's appeal to the high court comes after a lower court, an appeals panel, rejected his attempt to oust Cook from the central bank's Board of Governors. More details at srnnews.com.